Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. So happy to be here, bringing some new content to you all this week. I wanted to talk a little bit today about just perfectionism. I think it's something that we can't fail to just talk about, especially when we talk about goals and goal setting and striving for new things. A lot of the listeners of the show, a lot are going to be high achievers, people who've done a lot, who are constantly striving to do more, who are constantly on the grind, just trying to do the next best thing for them and their loved ones. And sometimes that comes with a cost and a toll. And so I wanted to talk today when done is better than perfect. And we've heard the phrase before, but I wanted to give just some quick little pointers on when we have to kind of check in with ourselves and get grounded and say, you know what, in this type of situation, done is better than perfect, you know. So, big one, you know, what is perfectionism in its just kind of general state? And oftentimes it's just kind of striving for, as it says, like pure perfectionism, flawlessness, like just this ample, this high level of performance or standards. Very, very critical, like evaluation of what is the expectation, whether it's of self or from others, constantly being evaluated and reevaluated. And there's a lot that comes into perfectionism. But perfectionism, actually, like I was saying earlier, it really does affect a lot of high achievers. And there are a couple of things, three, that I wanted to give, like three times when I think we have to say to ourselves, okay, this is going to be a point, or this is a time when I need to say to myself, done is better than perfect. One like little kind of key I wanted to look for. When is done better than perfect? And I think a big one is when it's going to keep you from continuing to work and strive towards a goal that may be extremely unattainable or unrealistic. And that's a big one. So it's having that fine line between knowing this is something that is going to be a little bit challenging for me and something that I can do versus this is something that I am not being realistic with myself about, whether it's about the resources that I need, the time, or just a variety of other circumstances. Are you putting yourself in a place where you're constantly working on an unattainable goal, or you're working on a goal that is extremely unrealistic or is going to put a lot of undue pressure on yourself? And a big thing with that is you're essentially setting yourself up to fail, or you're setting yourself up to feel like, you know, I'm not good enough, right? Didn't achieve this, when in all actuality, it was never really a realistic, accomplishable goal in the first place. Two, when done is better than perfect. Another one is when saying done will be better than perfect is when it's going to stop you from procrastinating. And that's just like getting it started, getting it going, and doing what you need to do. And I know a lot of people can be very guilty of this, myself included. So if it's keeping you from starting because you feel like you don't have everything in place, you feel like there's other things that you need to have, like just flawless before you go forward. So it's really that I have to have all 10 of these pieces together before I launch or before I do this or before I start this project. Sometimes we just have to go if we have 7 out of 10. You know, sometimes we just have to move. And done is better than perfect when if it's really truly, truly going to stop us from procrastinating. And again, we have to sometimes look at this and say, okay, am I just making sure that's that where it comes into that self-work and just that real mindfulness? Are you tweaking and making sure you have a couple of pieces together? Are you really just holding on because everything has to look a certain way and be a certain way before you go? And sometimes we just have to tweak and correct things as we go along. Again, like I said, that comes with checking in with yourself and just really getting grounded with you and just having that check-in. So again, number two, I think, is when it's stopping you from procrastinating or going to prevent you from procrastinating. When done is better than perfect. And this is my third kind of tip or pointer in this one. And I think when done is better than perfect is appropriate. And I think this is a big one. Is that when it stops you from diminishing or bashing yourself, making yourself less than when it comes to your self-perception, your self-esteem, or how you view yourself. Again, just kind of like what we're going back with on earlier, if we're setting ourselves up with, like, let's say, unattainable goals, and that can sometimes be a big thing with perfectionism, like always wanting more, always wanting greater, which is good, but sometimes it's just unrealistic. But if you're setting something unrealistic and you're never able to meet the mark, in return, that can start to make a person feel less than, like they're not good enough, like they're not able. And if you're constantly setting goals for yourself that are unattainable and you're constantly not reaching these goals because they're unattainable, it can really start to make a person feel as if they are a failure, not necessarily because they are, but because they're putting themselves, their eyes, their pride, their focus on something that just might not be realistic. And it might not be that it's not ever going to be realistic. It just might not be realistic at that time, or you just might not have a long enough time frame that's realistic for you to reach the goal. And that is a big one. A big thing with perfectionism to be careful with is it can often have a lot of root in depression and anxiety, or because of certain amounts of anxiety can ultimately make somebody feel kind of depressed and low. So I believe that we have to sometimes check in with ourselves and make sure that even as high achievers, people who are constantly moving and looking for the next thing to attempt and to get into and to help excel yourself, that we are really accepting ourselves too as human beings. And sometimes we just don't have it all together. Like I said, sometimes we have to figure out some things as we move along. And it's okay for it not to be perfect. It's okay sometimes to look back on what you were able to do a few years ago and realize and see, oh, look how much I've evolved. And what's good enough right now might not be later on, but you can evolve and you can grow. We have to allow ourselves that opportunity to grow. So these are my tips for you today. Hopefully these tips will be helpful for you in battling perfectionism and catapulting yourself into true early accountability and sustainability, going after your goals, even if everything doesn't look exactly how you want to do. So again, hopefully you enjoy these three tips on when done is better than perfect. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Early Accountability Podcast. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.